The Ramen Noodle is produced and sponsored by D. Joseph Design at djosephdesign.com, where you can get website hosting, presentation design, website design, lots of cool new media and production services at djosephdesign.com. You have a message that deserves to look great, so make your next message look or sound great by hiring D. Joseph Design from djosephdesign.com. Mention the podcast and you'll get 10% off your first invoice. The Ramen Noodle is also brought to you by
your mom. In honor of Mother's Day, the Ramen Noodle would like to remind you to appreciate your mother. Without her, you wouldn't be here.
That's very true. If your mother didn't have kids, you wouldn't have kids either. It's time for the Ramen Noodle, episode 32, Plot Holes.
Lonely, I am so lonely. I have nobody for my own.
Welcome back to another episode of The Ramen Noodle. I'm your host, sometimes known as Daniel, but in here I'm known as The Ramen Noodle. Joining me in the studio is also
Jeremy!
Yay! Yay! I thought I'd do that instead of pressing the button.
Don't push the button.
The button is evil.
And bad.
Yeah, and badly evil. And evilly bad.
That reminds me that we need to do another episode of the Unweekly Lost podcast sometime soon.
We'll do it next year.
Oh, okay.
Maybe we could do a good episode of the Unweekly Lost.
I suddenly realized I want to talk about Squirrel Baby for a while.
Whoa, hold on. Squirrel Baby?
Yeah. Claire's little squirrel baby.
No. Squirrel Baby. Squirrel Baby, sad. Squirrel Baby, that's happy.
Oh,
that's wow. I don't know why I brought Elmo into this.
Elmo, I'm going to kill you.
And that was Jeremy this time.
What's on the agenda today, the Ramen Noodle?
On the agenda today is a bunch of cool stuff and a bunch of voicemails and messages to catch up on upon and things. And we've got a story that I am digging from far back in the past, when I was like an amateur at being a kid.
Wow.
I'm digging a story way back from then.
Since kids are amateurs by definition, that's pretty...
Well, yeah, I wasn't that young, but I was young, and the story makes me seem even...
Younger.
Younger, yeah.
And squirrel babier?
No, just squirrelier.
Oh, okay.
Not quite babier, but squirrelier. Squirrelierosis.
Oh, wow.
Go squirrely your osis.
Whoa! Okay, then. Just when I thought we had only offended, like, people with certain spinal conditions.
No, I'm talking about, like, breath. You know, halitosis.
Oh.
Except it's being abbreviated as osis.
I thought you were making play on words
so
with
So it's going to be
scoliosis.
Some mints.
Mints?
Yeah, mints. That they're going to be squirrelies. So we're going to tell people, you go squirrely your osis.
I wish you wouldn't say that ever again.
Maybe that should be the episode title.
Which one?
Squirrely your osis.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I'm going to give you a swirly.
Chocolate and vanilla?
In the toilet that hasn't, been cleaned any more often than a lot of bachelors clean their toilets.
Oh, that's because I never use that one. So now it's time for this instead. Happy Mother's Day.
Boom, boom.
Late to everyone.
Boom, boom, boom.
We forgot to say that.
Yeah, well, I kind of did.
Well, you said it, yeah, this time. So happy belated Mother's Day. I have some funny things to tell that have happened recently. Well, this last Sunday was Mother's Day, and I went up to visit my parents and spent the night up there the night before because I needed to babysit my younger brother and sisters. I have
they're a... only like 16 and 17, so you know.
No, they're much younger than that. I have a cordless mouse that I am holding up to the live chat room camera so they can see it. And speaking of the live chat room and cordless mice, we have a live chat room when we do the show live every Monday nights at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern time.
That's right.
Over and... at theramenoodle.com/live.
There are some cordless mice in the chat room right now. Oh, I mean people.
Yes.
Listeners. Live listeners.
So,
and not dead ones, probably.
We hope.
Anon might be dead.
And hopefully we don't kill any of them either. I had this wireless mouse, and I was using it on my computer while I was up at my parents', and I plugged in the computer.
That's
and
a creative use for it.
Yeah. And my little sister, who is 8 years old, saw me using the mouse, and she's like, "That's a weird thing. What is that?" And I said, "That's a mouse." And she said, "But where's its tail?" And I said, "It doesn't have one. It's a cordless mouse. It doesn't have any cords." And so she said, "Oh, so maybe the farmer's wife did cut off the tail with a butcher's knife."
Wow. Has this child not been exposed to many computers?
Well, they have, but there aren't any cordless mice at my parents' house.
Oh, so she would have known what it was if it had been attached by a cord?
Right.
Hmm, interesting.
Yeah, Logitech is the creator of that old fairy tale. Or nursery rhyme.
I see.
No, yeah, not a fairy tale.
When I was little, I had a mouse that looked like a mouse, and it was made by Logitech.
Oh.
I can't remember if it was... It must have been its ears for the buttons.
Did it have little whiskers, too?
I don't know.
It's got to have whiskers.
Maybe painted on.
You know, if you cut the whiskers off of a mouse, like the computer kind of mouse, your cursor ends up losing direction a little bit and it kind of slides across like a drunken cursor.
But if you cut the whiskers off a real mouse?
No, cut it off a cat.
Or a cat. They're interchangeable somehow. Maybe that's why they're always chasing each other. I want backup whiskers! But if you cut the whiskers off a mouse or a cat and you put them into a computer, then something happens which you're about to tell us.
I am. You get Whisker OS. It's the latest version of the Ubuntu operating system.
Exactly.
Whisker OS.
Exactly. Yes.
All right, Jeremy, what is your weekly update? Or random noodle update?
Random noodle update.
Get that confused sometimes.
Well, it falls under the classification. I'm not sure I should share this.
Which is a little shout out to our friends over at NLcast.com.
Indeed it is. This hadn't happened when they did that episode, so I didn't call it in there or anything. As you may recall from the last episode, I've been a little bit under the weather. I don't know if it's allergies or cold, but regardless, there's been a great deal of congestion. Now, there are trends in just about every part of life, and that includes being sick. And the trend now is to not cover your mouth with your hand when you cough, but to cough into the crook of your arm.
Oh, yeah.
Which is the backside
that.
Of your elbow, by the way.
I do
just
that.
Just FYI. Yeah, exactly.
It makes it quieter, too.
And especially, it keeps your hands cleaner, and it covers more of the germs. And especially if you're wearing a long sleeve shirt, it can be... You know, it just makes it feel cleaner when you cough instead of, spraying it all over your arm or your...
Although then it makes this really big wet spot there on your arm.
Well, here's the thing. I was with some friends, thankfully not right by them. I coughed, and I coughed into the crook of my arm. And cover your ears if you're squeamish. But... kind of a ball of phlegm went straight past my mouth and into the crook of my arm onto my long sleeve shirt. Oh. And thankfully I was standing in a spot where I just quickly decided to continue on to the restroom. I don't believe anybody noticed it. Now I'm telling on myself, but that's not nearly as embarrassing as someone actually seeing it happen.
I thought you were going to say it hit someone.
No.
I wondered, how would you take care of that? Excuse me, that squishy thing on you is mine. I'm just going to take this back. Kids' toys.
I don't want to be creepy by just touching your hair, ma'am. So I just thought I should tell you that I'm actually cleaning some of my phlegm out of your hair.
You may think that's my fingers in your hair, but really it's not.
Oh, that's disgusting. So yeah, now everybody's going to think I'm really gross.
Well, I had not something that exciting, but I just had like a brain hiccup this last weekend.
A brain phlegm.
I sneezed in my arm and pulled out my handkerchief then to wipe my nose, but I didn't wipe my nose. I wiped my arm with the handkerchief.
Nice.
And this was right in front of someone too, and they drew attention to it and like, you know, you're wiping your arm there? It's like, oops.
Did you tissue wipe anything onto nose. Your arm?
Not onto. My hope was to wipe stuff off of the arm and kind of hide the stain of the snot and stuff on there. Snot on the arm. Snot on the arm. Looking like a fool with your snot on the arm. You know what also happened this last weekend?
What?
Iron Man 2, or Iron 2 Man, came out. And I went to see it. Did you see it?
I did not.
Okay. It's pretty cool, kind of. It has some interesting plot holes and such. But speaking of plot holes, it's time for our special segment.
Ooh.
Sideways.
Future.
Evil flea gone sideways. Future.
Evil flea
gone sideways. Future.
Evil flea gone
sideways. Future. Evil
flea gone. Flea gone.
Turtle power.
Hole in your plot. Hole in your plot.
Looking like a fool.
That guy is such a plot hole anyway.
Wow. Whoa.
That came out way meaner than I meant.
This is supposed to be a clean podcast.
So what is the plot? I mean...
You plot hole. Yeah, oh, certain man. Characters on Iron 2, man, we can say, man, he was a real plot hole.
So what does our favorite plot hole have to say?
Well, he wanted to say some things about the plot holes in Iron 2, man.
Oh, man.
Oh, that could almost be a noodleism. Here's our friend, Evil Fleagon, from the Flash Sideways Future.
Hello again.
This is Evil Fleagon.
And I just wanted to give my movie review of Iron Man 2.
I don't
totally understand why it was called Iron Man 2.
It was set up
as a false expectation because there never was another Iron Man in this movie.
There was Iron Man
that was
Tony Stark. And there was
War Machine
that was Rhodey.
But there was never another Iron Man 2.0 in this movie,
which makes no sense because
it's called
Iron Man 2.
And
there never was one, so
I
want my money back.
And also my kidney.
Someone took his kidney!
Charlie? I have no response to that.
Okay.
I was a little confused and quite distracted because I got out my iPhone and I was trying to bring up my, you know, I have that buzzer so I can bleep words.
Yeah.
And instead, this particular application gives me a bunch of pop-up ads and it says, stool scanner will predict your next poop. Do you want to get it free? And then my options are no and yes with 2 exclamation marks. And I'm going to say no to that for right now.
So how does it work? Does
I
it
don't...
like use the camera?
I don't know. I'm almost tempted to download it just to see how it's supposed to work. Not that I would actually try to use it.
You don't tell me how it works. Don't tell me how you tried it either.
And for this week, my random noodle update is that, well, I downloaded this application. I just want to tell everyone how it works and what it says about me.
According to this, my next bowel movement will be in 13 minutes.
So pick it up. Let's go. We got to get through this podcast. That's gross. Let's move on.
Okay.
Oh.
Ring, ring. Hello? Ring, ring. Hello? Ring, ring. Hello? Ring, ring. Hello? Ring, ring.
You have a bad connection.
Speaking of bad connections, our friend, a black man, called in again, alluding to those who are joining us recently, alluding to the fact that Google Voice often translates his Twitter handle, which is Zachman with two N's on it. It often translates it as black man, and that's where it comes from, that he's the black man that calls in.
For a second, I was going to say, well, I don't think the two N's matter for his pronunciation, but I guess you were telling people where to find him on Twitter.
Zachman. He called in a while back, actually, with this voicemail.
Hey, hi, this is Zachman, and I'm shopping at the Oriental Food Store, in the noodle section, and I was just looking at some of the flavors. Shrimp and beef and chicken, Chinese soybean, seafood party, cabbage.
What?
Noodle soup.
Scab cabbage.
There's a lot here. Of course, it's hard because some of the things are written in Chinese or Japanese or Tagalog.
Tahula?
Spicy shrimp. Langatsa.
Type leg.
Spicy seafood. well, those are the ones that can be. Oh, yeah, kimchi. Can't forget kimchi.
Ah.
And spicy chicken.
Ooh.
Well, thanks.
Glad to know how many flavors of you there are out there on store shelves.
Yeah, but there's no other the ramen noodle.
That's true, because usually each individual noodle gets either eaten or thrown away.
Yeah. Well, part of the fun of Zach Mann's or the black man's emails or voicemails are how Google Voice translates it.
Indeed.
So, and we haven't done this in a little while, so I'm going to read this. He says, anyway, hi, this is Black Man, and I'm shopping at the Koreans of Food Store. Am I in the middle section? And I was just looking at some of the flavors. Sure am. Bai and bean and check-in Chinese. Joining in seafood party because I had getting middle school.
Wow.
There's a lot of your courses. It's hard because for some of the things there and then Japanese or Chinese, solar to Gola.
Exactly.
I see showroom lawn hot summer. Daddy, I see showroom lawn hot summer.
Blot show red intense.
Oh, spicy scene phone. What was going to be only I can sheet forget? Kimchi and spicy chicken.
It's sincerely kimchi and spicy chicken.
Yes, something like that. Now, a couple weeks ago, someone emailed in a story that you're going to read. And full disclaimer here, this person, she emailed it to both of us.
Yes.
She emailed it to me at theramennoodle.com, and she emailed it to
me too at theramennoodle.com.
And by the way, Zach called in to 859-353-4332. It's not even his real name, but so as soon as I got this email and saw that she emailed you too, I decided that I was going to let you take this one. So I have not read this story. I've not censored this story. So this is going to be news to me.
That's right. and we were going to do a little homework before the podcast started.
And I hate homework.
We didn't do it, so really...
Is that like we have to do homework before I get to go to bed?
I was doing it quickly, and I've been trying to pretend that I'm listening to you, and I even answered a question.
I noticed.
While I was not really listening to you.
Distracted podcasting with Jeremy.
But I can't find it, so we'll go on. I will read.
Okay.
This is from Jennifer. We actually have multiple Jennifers that listen to the show.
We do.
But one I don't know if I should say whole names, because I don't know if that's, you know.
No, just Jennifer.
Kosha. Okay.
We're not Jewish, so it's okay.
Jennifer writes, "Hi, Daniel and Jeremy. My friend Jennifer," and yes, she has, she knows the other Jennifer.
I have a friend, her name is Jennifer.
Oh.
Or, wait.
Are you going to continue with that song?
No, go ahead.
Okay. She says, "My friend Jennifer introduced me to your podcast a few weeks ago, and I am thoroughly enjoying it. So first off, thanks for all the great laughs."
She hasn't been in the chat room for a while, so she must have stopped enjoying it.
That's true. No, this is the other Jennifer. That Jennifer that's been in the chat room introduced this Jennifer to the show.
Ah, okay.
I wonder if there's an evil Jennifer from the Sideways universe. And if she knows evil Flegon. Okay, she continues. "There have been numerous times when I have felt like a life amateur, and I'm sure there are many more moments still to come in my bachelorette life. One of these specific ramen noodle experiences happened a few months ago at work. This business blunder involved my inability to type correctly, mixed with spell check and being in a hurry. It still causes laughter at the office when it's brought up. With that being said, I thought I would share this with you. I'm a sales writer for a corporation based in Cincinnati, Ohio. I spend my days writing proposals and returning emails upon emails. One day last fall, I was having a bad typing day, meaning that I was misspelling word after word all day. Well, thank goodness for spell check, or so I thought. I have spell check turned on so it automatically checks my messages and gives me a list of options to choose from before I send my emails. Once I go through all of my mistakes and pick the right words, it automatically sends the email. Pretty simple. This particular email had a lot of mistakes, but most of the time, the word that I wanted was at the top of the list, so I would click on the change button so it would change my misspelled word and move on to the next one. Like I mentioned earlier, I was in a hurry with this email because it was somewhat of a tense, urgent issue that I was dealing with."
She has a lot of faith in her computer.
"I must have been in the groove of clicking the change button and didn't even notice the last word it changed until it was too late and the email was already sent. I can't type the word inconvenience without paying particular attention to it. Most of the time, I mix up a letter or two, and spell check always catches it with the first word in the replacement list. I assumed this was the case that day. However, on this particular day, I had really, really butchered the word inconvenience. My last parting sentiment in this email was supposed to read as follows. I apologize for any inconvenience this may have caused. Please call me with any questions. Thank you. Instead, my lack of attention when typing the word inconvenience and my hurry to get through spell check caused my message to end like this. I apologize for any incontinence this may have caused. Please call me with any questions. Thank you." And in that moment that the email was sent and I realized what it had said, I was mortified. I had just told a district director in California, who was not my biggest fan at the moment due to an issue we were having with a proposal, that I was sorry for any incontinence she may have been experiencing. My phone immediately rang, and all I heard was her laughter. Thank goodness she thought it was funny, and so did everyone else in my office. So, the moral of this story is, spell check is an incredibly useful tool when used correctly. Thanks again for your podcasting each week. You guys are awesome. Jen.
I'm sorry that you just couldn't help us.
I'm sorry if this mistake made you have a problem. They're in your district office that you manage.
They're in the office you're in.
Oh, boy. Oh, Faye's got a good one in the chat room, but I can't read it on the air.
Oh, it's a misspelling of this. Yeah. Oops.
Nice. Oops, indeed. So, yes. Thank you, Jen, for the email.
Caution. Opening this email might make you lose control of your bowels and urinal capacities.
Urinal capacities. Ew. Did we get any feedback about what Guy's favorite thing about a urinal is?
No, we didn't.
Oh.
That's Jeremy's new hobby, is he's writing a book that he's collecting all of Guy's favorite things about urinals. So if you're a guy, actually, should we open it up to the girls too?
No, I don't want to hear what any girl has to say about what she likes about urinals.
Well, so if you're a guy, then send your stories of what you think is your favorite thing about urinals to metoo@theramenoodle.com. That's M-E-T-O-O at theramenoodle.com. Or you can call that in to 859-353-4332. Or leave a comment on the show notes over at theramenoodle.com/podcast/32.
Winnie in the chat room says, we are a valid part of the population. Yes, of course. But our female friends and listeners are valid members of the population. But if they have experience with a urinal, I don't want to know about it.
You're not a valid part of the urinal-using population. Yes. The UUP.
And of course...
The UP.
Urinal population. Oh, man. And unless, I don't want people to think I'm really gross, so I need to say again why.
Okay, this is time that we should move on.
Hey, I want to say again why I came up with that question. It's just because when I walk into a restroom and I see urinals, it means I didn't accidentally walk into the women's room. And that's why I just wanted to know if anyone else shares that. I was searching for jokes, but they were...
Yeah. You walk in so nervous and you peek around the corner and it's, oh, urinal, praise God.
Exactly.
I was with... I can't remember if I told this story on the podcast. I'll tell it anyway. I was with some friends recently and we prayed together in the evening. And one of the guys, while he was praying... said something like, and Father, help us to be of the same mind that you're in. And then he just stopped and he said, I just said urine.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
I hope God laughed too. But just in case, I was scooting away a little bit in case there wasn't a, in case there was a bolt of lightning or something striking down.
Suddenly, I feel like talking about something serious.
Something serious?
Not really serious. Just suddenly I feel like, I don't know.
Our show is having a theme to it. Have you noticed that?
No.
Yeah, it's like all toilet stuff.
Okay, so that would explain why I feel like we've been...
So far.
Like on a different age level with our humor.
Makes me wonder if I should change what I'm planning to do for the noodleism in Bachelor Boot Camp.
Ooh, that's scary.
Maybe not.
Maybe not.
All right, so then I'll not change it.
Okay.
Totally. But now it's time for your weekly noodleism, the part of the show where I come out and take a phrase and twist it to humorous extensions and make you just question the meaning of everything.
Huh?
He's going to noodle around with a phrase.
Yes. Where we noodle around with a phrase. I like that. That might
too,
become...
I said it.
Yeah. This week's weekly noodleism...
That's redundant!
It's really not redundant. You just
this week's weekly noodleism.
Yeah, it's weekly, and this one is this week's.
Okay.
I thought we discussed this.
Yeah, we have. Do you hear people sometimes talk about going out of town?
Oh, man. Yes.
Yeah.
And the theme's coming back.
You're in town?
Nah, that wasn't where I was
okay.
going with that.
Going?
Oh, jeez.
Well, I don't know what you're thinking necessarily, but the phrase out of town is some kind of hangover from the old
holdover
days. And it really means nothing anymore because I go anywhere and I'm going out of town. I live in one town. I shop in another town. So I could tell anyone, yeah, I went out of town last weekend, or do I have to come into work because I need to go out of town tonight and go over and go to Walmart, which is out of town. And then there's the phrase I hear many people say of going into town when it's like they practically live in town anyway.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I think instead of going out of town meaning something different, I think we should use it exactly the way it means. And that anytime you go anywhere other than the town you live in, you tell people, I'm going out of town.
Probably back in an hour.
Yeah, I'm going to go out of town for a couple hours.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I think you should do it.
Yeah.
You should.
I will.
I won't guarantee I that do. I'm going to do it.
I do.
I
do.
What?
Never mind.
Whoa. So, yeah. As you began that noodleism, and since you made it seem that it was going to fit the theme,
it did.
I heard everything very differently than you intended at first.
Okay.
As you're talking about going out of town, I really thought you were going to make some kind of joke that was going to make me cringe, and then you just weren't going in that direction.
I missed.
I felt because
I wasn't
silly.
Going in that direction.
But I brought it back to the immature
you did.
Side. So I wanted you to know why I was giving you all those crazy looks as you began. I was like, is he really? And then I realized he's actually not. For a change, I'm thinking crazier than the ramen noodle, and that doesn't happen very often.
You're right. And in fact, that is a perfect moment for this.
No way.
What happened?
Oh boy, this is going to be good, I can tell.
Perfect moment Seriously. For the female voice.
No way. No way.
Whoa. There,
that's like a definite male voice.
Or something.
Or Princess Leia from The Return of the Jedi.
Or Trogdor!
I've got a story to tell you.
Is it about Burnination?
No.
Okay.
But it does interestingly fit with the theme that we've had going, kind of.
Wow, I feel like a 5-year-old.
Going, I can't. Many, many years ago. Like, I... Did you stop going in the cup?
Oh, come on. That's disgusting. It's fresh water from a pitcher.
I made it myself. I make my own water, you know.
You filter your water.
It's 2 parts hydrogen to 1 part oxygen. I got the recipe from Martha Stewart.
You've used that joke already.
I know, but I like it.
That Martha Stewart.
Many, many years ago. Like many, many years ago.
In a galaxy far, far away.
I was a little boy. I was a very, very little boy many years ago.
He didn't grow past 12 inches tall until he was 8.
I wasn't allowed to play many video games as a kid.
I would think you would only be allowed to play mini video games as a very small child.
Do you want me to throw something at you?
Money.
No.
Okay.
Because I didn't get to play very many video games as a kid, I took every opportunity when we would go shopping at these certain places where they had the video game systems sitting out that you could play.
Mm-hmm.
There would be certain stores that I hated because they didn't have those. There would be certain stores that I enjoyed, and I didn't mind if my mom would take however many hours she would take as we went out of town and going shopping. So I would spend my time on this game system. And it would kind of be a first come, first serve sort of thing. Since I was homeschooled, many times we would get to the store before most families and mothers and parents with kids would get to the store.
Mm-hmm.
Like an hour, half an hour earlier or something like that, because I would always finish my schoolwork early. we were at this store, and because it's kind of a first-come, first-serve thing, if you stop playing the little video game that's sitting out, chances are someone's going to jump right in and take it over.
Uh-oh.
And, yeah, we were being selfish. There was a Sega Genesis. Or not? No, not a Sega Genesis. Sega. It was a little thing. What did they call those? The little...
Game Gear.
Sega Game Gear?
If it was their portable...
Yeah, it was
well,
the portable
they had
one.
Several.
And it had Sonic the Hedgehog on it.
Hedgehog?
Hedgehog. Sorry. I've got wedding on the brain. Because I'm going to get hitched.
Sonic gets married.
Well, there was that female character. Was that his sister or was that his wife or girlfriend or something?
The red one?
Yeah, or pink.
I think that was...
No, there was a pink one.
Okay.
There was a red one.
I was not a big, huge Sonic. What a fox. Yeah.
Anyway, I was playing Sonic the Hedgehog. And just having a lot of fun with it. And I have no idea how long I'd been there. I had to go to the bathroom.
I knew it.
I really had to go. I was kind of doing the little dance while I'm still playing, though.
And I'm starting to know why you were qualifying this as how little you were.
And
so young, it was practically a different lifetime.
So, like I said, you stop playing one of these things, and some other little kid is going to come up and play with it and hog it the rest of the day, and it's just not fair when they hog it like that.
Going to the bathroom is the end.
Yeah, exactly. End.
Oh, goodness sake. Wow.
That could be our new joke. No.
That could be our new joke.
So I didn't have many options in regards to not leaving. And in Iron Man 2 that recently came out, now this is not a spoiler here necessarily. I mean, this is part of the joke. But there's a spot where Iron Man is drunk and he's in front of this audience that he's having a birthday party at his house. And he's saying, you know, the question I get asked the most often is, how do I use the bathroom in this suit? And so he just stands still, kind of closes his eyes.
Oh my goodness.
And says, just like that.
Ah, that's nice.
Well, I had an Iron Man moment while I was there playing the Sega Genesis.
I thought so.
I have no idea what was going through my mind.
Except video game.
Yeah, just video game. And the fact I didn't want to leave the video game. And I just didn't want to leave it. And I had no idea how much longer we would be in the store.
We.
So, like I said, I didn't want to go, but I went.
Oh my goodness.
While I was standing there. No, not like, it was just number one. Wait, let me make sure I got the numbers right.
Oh my.
Yeah, number one.
Thankfully, I was assuming that that's all it was.
I could tell stories about...
Really? How incontinent were you as a child?
Sorry for the incontinence.
That's the title of the episode.
Oh, yeah, I think so. So, I, okay, to be blunt and direct, I peed on myself.
Well, yeah, I got that.
And, I kept playing. So, I wasn't going to lose my game or...
I can't wait for the part when his mom gets back.
And while I'm playing, I'm just so focused on this. And I hear other people around me. And I remember distinctly.
Distinctly.
This one girl, she must have been a teenager. She said something like, oh, it smells like someone went to the bathroom. And I think they figured out it was me. And I think I even remember her saying something like, I think that kid wet his pants. I was wearing dark pants, thankfully.
Oh, they're like, that must be a good game. Maybe a little intense for children.
Warning, this game causes incontinence. It was so scary, and I got so startled, I just peed myself right there.
Oh my goodness. It hurts with pain.
So I decide to, when it is finally time to go, even though I had already gone, I think, no, okay, after this, I thought, I should probably go to the bathroom anyway. But I was a little bit late.
Yeah, yeah.
And I kind of did there, but I decided to go to the restroom, like the room. And
good, I guess.
Didn't really have anything to do there.
Sure.
And it was a slightly chilly day, so I had a jacket. So what I did, instead of wearing the jacket around me to kind of help cover up anything that might be showing, I did that thing of wrapping the jacket around my waist with the sleeves. But most people, this is back in the day when people used to do that all the time, most people would kind of roll up the jacket so it looked more like a belt. Well, what I did is I let like the rest of the jacket just hang down completely as I tied it around my waist. Yeah, to try and just cover up everything that I could.
Very nice. Oh dear.
It was embarrassing.
For some reason, I just want to know if there was a puddle.
No, there wasn't. I was wearing extra absorbent pants.
Wow.
And shoes.
And shoes.
Nike. Just do it.
Oh my. Oh.
We've got the capacity. Just do it.
That, you know, they could market. Never mind. Moving on from the shoes.
I was so embarrassed.
What did your mom say? Your mom?
She didn't really notice because I think I insisted on rolling the windows down in the car. And my sister was in there too. And I think my sister figured it out. And she like had started to say something and just kind of stopped and didn't say anything further.
Wow.
Thankfully. But my mom did ask me later. She was like, Daniel, did you have an accident?
Well, she did your laundry, right?
Oh, true. I never thought about that.
Oh, so now that you live on your own, you can get away with it if you want to.
But I wouldn't want to.
But please don't. Please don't.
I don't. I don't do that anymore.
Much.
Do.
Oh, gosh. Oh, that's, I'm so sad for your former self.
Part of what was so embarrassing about it, if I had anything left in me, the sheer embarrassment of what happened would have made me do more.
Oh. But, no. I'm starting to feel queasy. Too much time spent about wee little Daniel.
A wee little Daniel, or wait, Daniel was a wee little man. A wee little man was he.
Oh, it's sad. It hurts.
He weed while playing.
It's too bad that this was too long ago for the Wii to have been out.
Yeah, it was way too long ago. Because I was a very little boy.
Here is disclaimer again. No, absolutely, the Wii had not been released, which happened in the last few years. Absolutely not.
Yes, we can safely say it.
This was at least 2 years before the Wii came out.
I wasn't.
Well, actually, that's the year the Wii came out.
The Wii did come out.
Oh, man.
You've heard of people trying to steal things by sticking them in their pants or pockets or things. I tried to steal a Wii in my pants.
Oh, ramen noodle. Do we have any topics that don't involve incontinence?
Well, I don't know. Sometimes Bachelor Boot Camp creates...
Bachelor Boot Camp gives me in... Now all I can say is incompetence. I wonder why that is.
Your incompetence disturbs
me.
Your incontinence disturbs me.
Well, yeah, likewise, my friend.
Lord Vader will not be pleased.
What does he have to do with any of this? I'll bet he had a special suit like Iron Man, come to think of it.
Yeah, true. How did Vader use...
I don't even know if he had to. There might not have been enough force of him that... Jeez. Oh.
Yes.
I can't believe I'm about to say this, but... What do we have in Bachelor Boot Camp today?
Do?
Okay. No, okay, we're done with that.
Done?
What?
You never walked out of the bathroom and said, I'm done.
Well, not recently enough to remember.
Okay.
If I did.
Oh, I have to take a drink.
Please don't. And now the ramen noodle is about to spit his water all over his Heil PR whatever. His microphone, I was...
That started coming out my nose.
Oh, this is definitely like the middle schooler episode. Or earlier. That was fun. You should drink more water on the show, and I should try to choke you every week.
Oh, soda would be even worse.
Noted.
Oh, okay. Now it's time to get serious.
Got all the water out of your nose?
No, some of it's still in there.
Oh.
But it's going to be okay, because...
He's going to cry.
Yes. While I cry, it's time to cause a little bit of incontinence.
Oh.
And Sergeant Peck. Welcome to Bachelor Boot Camp. Welcome back to another day of fine training for you cadets. It's time to talk about something else. Today, we're going to get your head out of the toilet with all the swirlies that we're talking about. And this time, we're going to learn about different kinds of swirlies that you need to learn how to do properly. These swirlies are referring to the clothes that you wash. You see, it's important that when you wash your clothes that you put your similarly colored clothes together. That means you put your darks with your darks, your lights with your lights, and your whites with your whites. Now I know what you're probably thinking. What about grays? Well... For the grays, let's just not buy anything that's grays. I think that would be a lot easier for you guys. That's today's lesson, is I want you to go out there and burn anything you have that's gray and flush it down the toilet. Because you can't wash that kind of stuff with anything else, and we don't need to cause any confusion here that will result in any lowered self-esteem or any incontinence in anyone around us. So, yeah, just throw it away like you do.
Sergeant Packett. I think that guy's drinking. I think he has a drinking problem, and it's causing him to show up to work unprepared and maybe a little bit spacey. But I have to say, he picked a very apropos topic following the featured story. Washing clothes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Very true. Because after you... You know, pee in them like you do, then you need to wash them.
Like you do. And that whole burning all your gray stuff thing, I'm not doing that.
Oh, okay. Well, that was... Sergeant Packett was pretty sober then, and I think he knew exactly what he wanted to say.
I don't know. He sounded like he maybe had just choked on some water at some point, or maybe it wasn't water.
Looking like a fool with your choking on your water. No, that doesn't quite work.
Not quite.
Oh, so we apologize if this podcast has, constipated you or has caused any incontinence to your schedule. Speaking of incontinence, hey, we are coming up on the Lost season, no, series finale.
How is that speaking of incontinence?
I don't know. Because when people are just going to lose it when the finale comes.
I'll bet there will be, I mean, with the number of people statistically around the world that will see the Lost finale at some point, whether on the night that it first airs or not.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just, it's probably, I don't know, I don't have any facts on this, but it's probably a statistical probability that somebody will have an episode of incontinence while watching the Lost finale, whether related to the content of the finale or not. I don't know. I will leave that for your own speculation.
Content innocence. Incontinence.
Oh, wow. Potty humor overload.
Well, so what I wanted to say, though, is if you don't have a place to watch Lost, then I highly recommend
the downtown shelter.
That you check out gspn.tv/lost party. Jeremy and I are going to be there, and you can get our signatures while you're there. And in fact, I've got a little promo to play for that.
You've heard the story. You've listened to the podcast.
Squirrel baby. You should have seen his cheeks flutter when he made that first sound effect. That was impressive.
I can't remember the rest of the promo.
Oh. I should have been
but
doing
maybe
like
you haven't.
Yeah, I mean, like, our audience, probably half of them don't know what we're talking about.
Or they do.
Or they do.
Do.
Oh, jeez.
So check it out, gspn.tv/lost party. Also coming up is PodCamp Ohio in June. It's in Columbus.
See?
See what?
See.
Okay.
No comprendo.
Ah, okay. And we are going to present a live podcast up there. And hopefully a good one. We're going to plan ahead, so it'll be good.
And it's going to be freaky seeing all those eyeballs looking at us while we try to be our weird selves.
Oh, it's going to be pretty easy to be our weird selves. So you can come join us for the live show. And one of the reasons why we're doing it, well, I mean, we have the live show every Monday nights at 8 Eastern on theramenoodle.com/live. But the reason why we're going to do it at PodCamp Ohio is it's going to be a 2-hour session. There will be a break in between just in case we caused any incontinence, so you can go and take care of that. But what we'll be doing is we'll do a live recording in front of a live audience, hopefully alive still, of our podcast, because we have a unique workflow of our podcast and flow. Is that what you were talking about?
That plus our workflow is
down the drain.
You know, be ridiculous. And that's, yeah.
Well, we have a very good technical workflow here, is my point.
True.
And we record everything direct to drive. And so what we're going to do is have a recorded live in front of a live audience podcast. And we're going to do it all direct to drive in front of everyone, just like we do here in the studio.
Like we do.
But we're going to do it in front of people. And then after that, we're going to take questions and answers, and I'll show how it is that we do this and do it so quickly in order to release episodes quickly, hopefully quickly.
Hopefully, yes.
And if you want more information on that, PodCamp, it's actually WordCamp Columbus and PodCamp Ohio combined into one great conference. I'm also speaking there on advanced Audacity usage and maybe a few other sessions if I could make up something good. It's on June 19 in Columbus, Ohio. The website for it is podcampohio.com. So check it out. If you're able to make it, let us know and we can like meet up and we can sign your pack of ramen noodles or something like
that. Or you can give Daniel 1,000 punches in the face.
I will be giving out free ramen noodles during our recording.
You will?
I think so. I think I just decided to do that just now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Can I have some?
No.
Why?
Because you're a co-host. You can't win any of the prizes or anything, except you did win the smile that I gave away today.
That's true.
Make sure, for all of our new listeners, which hopefully we have hundreds and thousands of new listeners.
And dozens.
Yeah. Make sure that you are subscribed to the podcast and iTunes or whatever your favorite player is of choice. And if you could, leave us a 5-star review in iTunes. The easy way to get to that is theramenoodle.com/iTunes. If you want to support the show in some way or buy us something or like a movie or a book or...
It depends. For my host.
Then you could buy them from theramenoodle.com/Amazon, and then we'll get a small percentage of the sale price.
I wonder if Amazon.com carries Depends.
That depends.
Well,
on
yeah.
what kind.
They do.
They carry everything.
They do. We'll have a link in the show notes through the ramen noodles, you know.
I don't want to generate the affiliate link. You can also follow me on twitter.com/theramennoodle. And Jeremy, where can they follow you? And all of your daily incontinence.
Twitter.com/Phlegon. It's PHLEGON. And yes. And when I have a daily photo, I'll sometimes post a link there.
Okay.
Because I don't feel like spelling Tumblr tonight.
If you want to give us some feedback or tell us some funny stories from your life or some moment of incontinence, inconvenient incontinence. When is incontinence ever convenient?
Do you really want me to answer that?
I don't know, but perhaps sit while sitting on the toilet is...
Well, that's what I was going to say and then decided not to say it because I thought it was maybe a little bit gross.
It was your brain that came up with it, though.
And transferred it to your brain?
Yeah.
The Ramen Noodle Psychic Podcast...
is brought to you by...
I was going to say that, too. See, it's working.
Whoa, this is weird.
Incontinence of the mind.
I'm completing your sentences. Oh no, this is terrible. What will fiance think?
Well, she'll think that we're psychic and amazing, and she'll love you all the more.
Yes.
And I'll know what you're thinking.
Yeah, sorry for the incontinence about that, though.
Yeah.
So, you can email your stories to me@theramennoodle.com, or...
Me too at theramennoodle.com.
You can call those in to 859-353-4332. And remember that you can get the show notes and the links from this episode over at theramennoodle.com/podcast/32. Any closing thoughts?
If you're auditioning for a play and...
Your time's up.
Oh.
Okay, if you feel like life makes you into an amateur, keep laughing and remember that you're not the only one.
I am so lonely. I am
Find more great clean podcasts like this one at cleancasts.com.
Maybe I should have said something like, next time you're in a terrible situation.
Yeah. I'm not sure this was a very clean cast.
No.
It was a messy cast.
So we need someone to come wipe it up.
See, I was thinking if you're in a play and your part
you're in.
Calls for someone to have incontinence, that would be a time when incontinence might be, you know.
Like you do.
Convenient. Or if you're about to be offered a job that you don't want.
The play.
Instead of awkwardly turning down this job that you're about to be offered that you don't want, you could just have an episode of incontinence and
because
they won't offer you the job.
Because that's less embarrassing.
Absolutely. So it was, or maybe you just can't decide and you're like, what should I do? Should I take this job or should I not? And then a little episode of incontinence, and you don't have to make that decision anymore.
Or they might say, oh, we know the perfect position for you. We need someone over here in finance to really clean up this
in
stuff.
In finance?
I don't know.
I thought you were going to say, we need someone to test our new adult diapers.
Let your incontinence decide for you. Thank you.
And always let your incontinence be your guide. See, I feel like a 5-year-old.